All right, we're back. It is the wrap-up show, my friend. How are you doing?
I love how you just transitioned into that. It's a beautiful, smooth transition.
Thank you. I've been doing this for nearly a year or two.
You are professional, my
friend. Thank you. Thank
you. Professional caliber.
I have been, like I said, my mom thinks I'm really good at this stuff. She tells me all the time. Before we get into the wrap-up, we were having a little discussion about purchasing.
A debate.
It was a discussion.
Okay.
It was lively. But you said that I have to purchase an All Blacks jersey.
You cannot leave Auckland without an All Blacks jersey.
It feels a little spendy.
No, not at all. It's worth it. It has the magical pixie dust that is the All Blacks essence inside.
You're saying people will look at me and say, something's going on with that dude.
Absolutely.
That jersey is magical.
And then when you get on the plane to fly back, you could instantaneously break into the haka.
Upgraded
right there, and
just do the haka.
Kamate,
that's how you start it, right?
You could.
That's about all I know.
Yeah,
and so he's
telling
me.
That's all I'd ask you to do right now.
He's telling. Okay, don't do it. So he's telling me to go down the street, purchase one. I may or may not do it. I guess we'll find out.
You got it, man.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Maybe you should do it tonight, so you could wear it tomorrow.
Oh.
There you go. On air.
Hey.
Wear it on air.
Hey. Well, I don't promote brands. I mean, just the Gap, apparently, because it's nondescript. We've had a full day today.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
You were rocking the stage down here today.
So are you. We've had a couple of things. Let's talk about some of the interesting sessions that went on for me. Azure Machine Learning with Jennifer Marsman was fantastic. I thought it was good. You should check it out. Hopefully it goes up soon. Anything in there for you? Because there was a lot of gobbledygook IT type stuff that I was just like, yeah.
I had a lot of good time talking with Daniel at the very end there for the interview I did with him. Talking about transitioning from his roles from being a consultant and leading a practice just around the public cloud environment, and then now actually taking a whole company forward into this hyperscale cloud stuff that is very transformational.
Somebody told me that there is a culture change when you move, for IT pros, when you move from in-house IT stuff to cloud-based IT stuff. Is it a tough culture change?
It's definitely very noticeable. I mean, it's something I've been grappling with the last couple of years, but.
Have you lost any hair over it though? I mean,
I don't want I still have a full head of hair, a full, massive afro.
Sure, it's just you're tucking it into that hat. It's coming out the little rings on the side. I'm just telling you.
But the biggest thing, honestly, for me was just IT pros by nature troubleshoot and try to figure stuff out and fix it. Right, we're fixers for a lot of the stuff that we do.
Right,
the role that we have, and a lot of the stuff you do with the cloud ends up being an environment where, you don't need to fix it. You can just nuke it and then bring it back again and have it going again fast. If you spend more time troubleshooting, you're spending less time getting the rest of stuff up and running.
So what do you do with the rest of your time? Do you pick up gardening or something? I don't know what.
Yes, I'm actually, it's a Japanese bonsai tree.
Oh, he's like Mr. Miyagi.
It grows very slowly, and it's one tiny little clipping to make it grow in the right direction.
That's awesome.
It's what you don't take off is what makes it happen.
I see. So that's kind of a cool thing. Definitely watch that. I had a couple of interviews that were interesting. Donovan Brown, obviously, Mr. DevOps, was here.
How could you not be interested in that?
We didn't have a lot of time, and so we literally packaged up sort of the whole people process product, but sort of dive into what that actually means.
Yep.
Instead of saying, just open the DevOps jar and spread the jam all over your servers, he actually went through and told us what that meant.
Because I was about to say, you probably would think of actually spreading the jam on servers.
Yeah, that was what literally I thought.
He's looking for the DevOps jam someplace.
I mean, it says it right here on the paper. And then obviously we had Donna Sarkar with one of the Windows Insiders.
What was that like?
It was pretty cool because Windows Insiders are sort of a rabid community of people that came on and literally started asking all the questions. It was fantastic.
You heard this first. The Windows Insider.
Rabbit. And I love it. Rabbit is fantastic. And she talked about Windows Insiders. She talked about Insiders for Good. She talked about the community and the events they do. It was fantastical. And you, sir, I believe you have some talks tomorrow.
Tomorrow I've got a couple talks lined up in case you're interested. You know, the thousands of people watching online.
Sure.
None of mine are live streamed. You got to be there in person to be able to see them.
I'm doing them
inside NZ2 right over there. And it's going to be about Azure Container Service and also about the underlying services known as Azure Scale Sets. But I made sure people knew that I'm doing this from an IT pro and infrastructure perspective.
I see.
Not necessarily from a developer perspective.
So I wouldn't care.
So it's good stuff that's there.
Right.
So we're being warned that they're going to throw stuff at us here in a minute. He's warming up his cricket arm right now.
All right. For tomorrow, we have tons of good things. So is that the only talk? There's another one, right?
Well, there's two.
Let's tell us the other one. I totally cut you off, man.
I just did. It's one is container services.
Oh, you did.
The second is on scale sets. Come on.
It's like we've been married for so long. I don't even listen.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks. Speaking of not listening, we have a we're going to be kicking off the show again tomorrow morning.
Of course.
If you want to come back here and join us again at 9 a.m. New Zealand time, or it's around 1 o'clock, I think it is.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, you got it. If you want to go off and see that one there. And then we're going into your first interview is going to be with Chris Auld.
MVP.
Yeah. What about?
I don't know. I've heard his name. Like
You haven't done your homework?
I haven't done my homework. He's like calling me on my homework, people.
Nice.
Okay? I mean, geez.
And then we're going to have Writing the Rights. That's going to be Jess, actually.
Oh.
She's going to be talking there, otherwise known as @GirlGerms.
And she's an IT pro, right?
She's an IT pro, and she's doing a Writing the Rights, Active Directory, and Domain Security Administration and Maintenance. Mm. Rolls off the tongue. But that's going to be her first live streamed session. I didn't even know she knows it's live streamed.
Should we tell her?
I kind of freaked her out by just telling her that one there.
Did you say out?
The out is getting there. Then you're going to talk with Laura Bell.
Yep.
And then a Windows Devices Smackdown. Now, there's a special event going on.
Oh!
That's taking place in the other side of the hemispheres that I have no idea what's actually happening during that event.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping that these guys are going to be able to have a bit of the glimmer of some of the new stuff coming out.
That's right. There is a Windows surprise happening the 26th, which is tomorrow in New York City.
Make sure you
10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Make sure you tune in for that. I think they're going to be streaming that as well.
If you're here in New Zealand, it's going to be around 3 a.m., so I wouldn't recommend you stay up for that one there.
Yes. And then to wrap it up, it looks like you have some interviews with Jess after her talk.
You got it. And we've got a Women in Technology lunch session taking place. You're going to be doing an interview with Nazim.
And Shweta to end up.
And I know, I think aren't you doing a guest appearance in the Demystifying the Windows Firewall? You're going to be a guest presenter?
Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't heard.
You should drop in on that one there.
Okay, absolutely. Well, there's tons of stuff. We want to wrap up and let you know that there's, again, Thursday, full set of things happening here. You should tune in if you're an IT pro or dev. I'm sure there's lots of stuff for you to favor. Well, anything else you want to add, Mr. Rickster CDN?
Don't forget, all the sessions for Microsoft Tonight will be available online here on channel9msdn.com. They don't tell us the SLA, if it's 24 hours, 48 hours, or longer, but it's coming soon. So in case you missed any of these sessions, you're able to go off and catch them on demand, anytime, on your mobile device or on your main device.
Thank you so much for watching. And again, we'll see you next time. Here they come.
Come on.
I'm getting workers' comp.
You got it. Look at that, I got it again.
All right.
Oh.